Good morning. Well, praise the Lord that despite difficult starts in life, with Jesus we are never without hope. I grew up in an ungodly home with a selfish, hateful mother and a weak, angry father. My childhood was a soul-shattering ordeal, and I fell into the grip of self-induced starvation and bulimia. I developed other crippling defenses that over the years became deeply ingrained into my character and led to many besetting sins and strongholds. My personal liabilities included an utterly shame-based sense of self, paralyzing fears and anxieties, a proclivity for self-harm, and very little impulse control. But I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. When I understood the gospel for the first time, I realized my biggest problem wasn't my parents or my upbringing. It was my own indwelling sin, and no therapist, doctor, or self-help book could provide a solution for that. I needed a savior. Christ did for me what I could not do for myself. He reconciled me to God and brought me from death to life. Salvation did not, however, immediately eradicate the effects of my past. Those traumatic influences would sadly continue to wreak unspeakable devastation in my life, even as God, in his great mercy and forbearance, continued a deep, sanctifying work in my soul. One of my challenges included a failure to find a healthy church. I unwittingly became involved with the International Churches of Christ, an organization that John MacArthur's Grace Community Church calls, quote, a damnable cult on an unrecoverable path to hell, unless they recover the grace of God in the Word of God, through the gospel of God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wolves in sheep's clothing, posing as ambassadors of Christ, when in fact these people are minions of the devil and his doctrines. Unfortunately, I failed to recognize their counterfeit gospel, and since I was all too familiar with having to jump through hoops for love, I got busy earning my salvation. Paul addresses the issue of legalism with the Galatians in the first chapter of that book. I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God, who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the good news, but is not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ. If anyone preaches any other good news than the one you welcomed, let that person be cursed. Instead of finding the freedom in Christ I yearned for, I was deceived and manipulated by powerful leaders who yoked me to a guilt-ridden, works-oriented tyranny that would last for 20 years. One of their false doctrines was that eternal salvation could be lost, so the threat of hell was constantly looming. If I performed well, then God was pleased. If not, then I was in danger of being spit out of his mouth. It was a wake at dawn, stay up till midnight treadmill existence. Those who dared to challenge an interpretation of Scripture or confront leaders about their abusive practices faced public rebuke or disfellowship. Dissenters were marked as an enemy of the church, and all contact with them was severed. This tactic was particularly cruel because the ICOC teaches they are the one true church. God's remnant called out of lukewarm, dead, or dying congregations. To leave or be put out of God's modern-day movement was tantamount to abandoning God himself and having nowhere else to go. I was psychologically terrorized, but didn't recognize it because it felt so much like home. The destructive dynamics I experienced in my family of origin mirrored those within the cult, and I found them compelling because they were familiar. But praise be to God that at just the right time, he delivered me from my bondage. For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search and find my sheep. I will be like a shepherd looking for his scattered flock. I will find my sheep and rescue them from all the places where they were scattered. I myself will tend my sheep and give them a place to lie down in peace. I will search for my lost ones who strayed away, and I will bring them safely home again. I will bandage the injured and strengthen the weak, and they will no longer be abused. Brothers and sisters, I may have spent many years stuck in the slough of despond and crawling through the valley of humiliation, but I have never, not for one day in my Christian walk, been separated from the sovereign, merciful care of my Heavenly Father, the Lord of my shame. My God causes everything to work together for my good, even the harmful intentions of others, even the consequences of my own sin. While it's true that the people in my life who were supposed to love and protect me did not, God himself has always held me fast. He is the good shepherd. He is the one who speaks into my heart and says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
My name is Elizabeth Trexler, and I am 9 years old. I was born into a Christian home where I was taught the Bible. When I was 3, I became a Christian on Christmas Eve when I learned Jesus had died on the cross to save me. One of the ways God has helped me in my Christian life is with fear. Sometimes I get something scary stuck in my head at night, and I cannot sleep. Then when I pray about it, I can fall asleep. I'm getting baptized because I want to commit my life to God and I want to serve him. When I am older, I might want to help by working in the nursery or kitchen. Thank you.
Those of you who do not know me, my name is Josiah Boss and I am 14 years old. I'm 14 years old and was raised in a Christian household. I heard the gospel, but never really understood its importance. When I was 12, I ran into some trouble with a sin that I could not stop getting back into. Up until about a year ago, when I was 13 and a half, I was still going back to this sin. It was dragging me back over and over again. I needed help. Around this time, I started talking to two of my now closest friends, Levi and Emma Kryaski. I was talking to them a lot, and even if they didn't know about what I was doing, they were helping me a lot. I finally got the confidence I needed to talk to my dad. My dad was really comforting, like I knew he would be. He totally understood all of it. One night, when I couldn't sleep, I started to realize how much I needed God. I also thought of my sin and how much God had helped me. It was that night that I decided to put my faith in the God who helped me and saved me from Satan's evil grasp. I started praying each night that he would help me forget about my old life, and he has helped me to forget it almost entirely. Even though I will continue to struggle with sin in the future, I know that the Lord will continue to help me through it, and that he will forgive me, and because he died for me, I will never be separated from him again. The reason I would like to get baptized today is because I believe that this is the next crucial step in life as a Christian. I would like to end my testimony with a thank you to my friends, my family, and most of all to God for helping me get back on the straight and narrow path that leads to him.
Hello, my name is Isaac Boss. I was born and raised in a Christian home, taught about the Lord for as long as I can remember. I was taught that I was a sinner and that the only way for me to be with Jesus in heaven when I die is to put my faith in him and to trust and put my faith in him. I want to be baptized today because I know that it is a public profession of my faith, and because I believe it is biblical to be baptized when you believe in the Lord, and it represents being dead to sin and alive in Christ. Romans 6:11 says, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Thank you.
My name is Levi Krajewski, and I am very happy to share my testimony today with the RBC family that I am now in. This is where it all began, me lying down in the top bunk that I once shared with my older brother Noah. I was lying there listening to him snore and rustle around in his sleep while staring out the window. It was a warm summer night against the sky. I saw tree branches. I saw an image casting in the branches. I saw Jesus dying on the cross. His disciples were there too, along with Mary, his mother, who was quietly crying. And then, And then I saw this evil face staring out at what happened. Was he crying? No. In fact, he had this smile, this evil smile. It kind of scared me. And at that moment, I knew he was resembling Satan. It felt so real. I started to cry, and I prayed to God. I don't remember exactly what I said to him, but that night, that's when I knew God was real. I was about 8 years old when that took place. As I got a little bit older, Satan noticed and threw temptation my way. It crept to me and built a wall around my beating heart. It kept tempting me, and at first it felt good giving in, but eventually I began to feel conviction. I felt guilty. It weighed heavy on my shoulders. My dad approached me and asked me if there was something I'd like to tell him, and I told him my sin. We prayed for forgiveness. The shoulders weren't heavy anymore, but my heart still felt that wall. A few weeks went by, and then the temptation came back to me, that horrible temptation. I did an awful deed and let it come back to me. Again, it felt good at the time, but at the end, I felt guilt, this time 10 times worse. I felt shaky afterwards and then noticed my shoulders were heavy again. Once I told my dad and we prayed for forgiveness, it felt different this time. This time, I could feel God take his sledgehammer and crush that wall around my heart. That's when I remembered the night of Jesus dying on the cross. He did that so we can ask for forgiveness, and he forgave me and removed my dirty stain. It was nothing I did. Jesus already died on the cross and rose again. He's the sacrifice. He's the one that paid for my sin. And through him, I'm forgiven and ultimately saved. At that time, I felt like a new person. A couple years passed, and once again, I was lying in bed after a fun and exhausting day at my best friend's house, the Boss's. That's when I came to realize what God has given me. I prayed and thanked God for giving me such great friends to fellowship with. Then it also occurred to me what a blessing my siblings are to me, Noah, Emma, Bella, Lucia, and Lucas. God gave them as a gift to me, and how had I not seen that before? What I thank God most for every day is for a mother and a father that takes the time to teach me things, care for me, provide for me, and most of all, show me God and remind me that He is the Word, that His word is the light unto my path. And if it were not for them, I would not be standing here at this very moment sharing my testimony with the RBC family. Do you know what a gift all these things are? Do not take them for granted, but treasure them. I started to read the Bible, the Holy Bible, and that's when I came to understand Him more and grew closer in my relationship with Him. My sin still tries to tempt me, even to this very day, but I am covered in the armor of God, and now I can look for the way out of temptation that He provides for me. I find great comfort in the Psalms, and Psalms 23 is my favorite. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you very much for your time listening to my testimony.
My name is Cameron Zimmerman, and I'm here to share my testimony of what Jesus Christ has done in my life. So I was raised in a Christian home and was brought up in church, but never came to know Jesus Christ until my second year of Bible college. Even though I was raised in a Christian home, sin had a hold on my life, and I truly was a slave to it, especially in my teenage years. It wasn't until my second year of Bible college that God had opened my eyes to realize that I was a sinner and I needed a Savior. So one night at church, there was a guest speaker that was preaching on the gospel, on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and what that looks like in one's life. As he was reading scriptures and teaching, I realized and felt convicted over my sin. And I had never really experienced that before. I'd realized that my sin was against a righteous and a holy God, and that the penalty of my sin was an eternity in hell. I knew from the conviction of the Word and the Holy Spirit, I needed Jesus Christ to save me from my sin. So I cried out to him to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me. And he did just that. He gave me a new desire to follow after him and to obey his word. And after that night, I knew that something had changed. I didn't want to sin. And those things that I had once found pleasure in, I no longer desired to do. I began to have a hunger for the word of God, to know scripture and to follow it. So one of the sections of scripture that I find best that has helped me and describes how I came to follow Christ is Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen.
Hi, my name is Anna Zimmerman. I was raised in a Christian home where the Word of God was taught, and my parents did the best that they could to teach us the Word of God. As a kid, we went to a non-denominational church, but then as a teenager, we started going to more of a Board of Faith, charismatic type of church. I distinctly remember learning about how we are all sinners and in need of forgiveness. At a very young age, I said the sinner's prayer, but didn't quite understand what that meant. It wasn't until my early teen years that God showed me that I needed forgiveness for my sins and that nothing that I could do would save me. That it was only through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that would save me from the wrath of God. In my teen years, I thought I was okay to continue living my life, committing little sins, little rebellion towards my parents, that it wasn't that bad. But this is a testimony of God's goodness and his faithfulness in my life, that he opened up my eyes to see the reality of my sin. Recently, he has opened up my eyes to the beliefs that I once had, being taught in those type of churches, and now I see how some of that is not biblically correct. God continues to help me grow to this day and to trust in his sovereign plan for my life.